Chapter 19. Extract from the writings of Barlaam, Recorder Mouse of Redwall Abbey, and grandson of Tim Ballisto, who was friend to Martin the Warrior.
I wish that I had known Martin the Warrior, but alas, he is gone with the other heroes who helped to build this beautiful abbey. My grandfather, Tim Ballisto, peace be upon his memory, used to tell me tales when I was a tiny dibbon, stories of the wild old times. He would often sing songs or recite poems about the warriors who fought and helped to form our order, battled against tremendous odds, and made this red wall, this way of life for all of us, whom they would never live to see. But that is the way of things, and we revere their names now, knowing they sleep in peace after a task well done. Only one remains amongst us. They say she is a living miracle. Bella, the Ancient of Brockhall. I had always known that female badgers have a great lifespan, but I have heard even the most senior of our elders say that the silver badger will go on forever. Poor creature. She is the most loving of beasts, almost blind with age now. A snail could move faster than she. Bella never talks of the old days. Abbess Miriam says that is because it is too painful for her. Long ago, Bella lost a son of her own. No beast knows what became of him. Now she cares for our young, the Dibbons, and all the abbey babes are very fond of her. I myself have seen her send a wailing babe to sleep with merely a stroke of her paw upon its head. I hope that she will be with us for many long seasons yet. They say a badger may live almost 4 times as long as others. Let us hope this is so. Tonight there is to be a feast. We will be celebrating the memory of the great ones, Martin, Gonf the Mouse Thief, Columbine, Dinny the Mole, Abbess Germain, Ben Stickle, my own grandsire Tim Ballisto, and a list of heroes, friends, and Redwallers too long to mention. There will be no sadness, but great joy in our abbey. How could we be unhappy to recall those who live forever in our minds? It would shame their memories for us to weep at table.